أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. Today is the day of Ashura, where Abi Abdullah al-Hussein is standing alone in Karbala. هل من ناصر ينصرنا? Is there anyone who can help us? هل من مغيث يغيثنا? Is there anyone who can rescue us? هل من ذاب يذب عن حرم رسول الله? Is there anyone who can defend the haram of Rasulullah? The day of Ashura starts with the adhan and ends towards the sajda of Abi Abdullah al-Hussein. When the adhan of Fajr was recited, we find that all the Banu Hashim and Ashab were present, and Imam al-Hussein is leading the Salatul Fajr. You know, and that time that Umar ibn Sa'd starts the war by throwing the arrow towards the khiyam of Imam al-Hussein, that be a witness towards Khalifa Yazid that I am the one who threw the first arrow against Hussein. And soon you find in the history that 4,000 arrows were sent towards the khiyam of Imam al-Hussein, towards the tents of Imam al-Hussein, and 40 to 50 ashab and companions become shaheed in this first attack. But when the time, then gradually the rest of the ashab went towards the maqtal, and we find the time, the turn arrived for the Banu Hashim. You know, the awlad of Muslim, the children of Muslim, and the children of Aqil, and the children of Ja'far, and likewise the children of Imam al-Hasan, one by one they are becoming shaheed. And finally the time also comes for the Zuhr prayers, when Abu Thumama as-Sa'idi, he comes and says to Imam al-Hussein that this is the beginning time, this is the time of Zuhr. Zakarta salata ja'alakallahu min al Musallina dhakirin. You reminded the prayers. May Allah include you among those who pray and remember. And na'am hadha awwal waqtaha. Yes, this is the beginning time of it. Asaluhum an yakuffu anna hatta nusalli. Ask them to stop the war so we can pray. In other words, we find Habib ibn Mudahir went there to ask the ashqiya and enemies to stop fighting the war so Hussein can pray the Dhuhr prayers. We find there replied back to Habib that after denying the walayat of Khalifa Yazid, none of your prayers are accepted. Habib became very upset on this response. He was about to attack the enemy, but Imam al-Hussein stopped him, because this is the time of prayers. You know, prayers has to be said first, and now the Zuhr prayers is being said. But what is that situation? Now there are two people standing in front of Imam al-Hussein. Sa'id and Zuhair are volunteering to stand in front of Hussein ibn Ali. When time an arrow comes, Sa'id moves forward and takes the arrow over his chest so that Hussein ibn Ali remains secure. You know, if something happens to Imam al-Hussein, how can we reply tomorrow to Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam that we allowed her son to get injured while we were protecting our lives? Sometimes if the arrow comes, Zuhair moves forward to take the arrow over his own self so that Imam al-Hussein remains secure. And the Zuhr prayers, the Asr Zuhr prayers is said in this form. And now when Imam al-Hussein with the rest of the people did his Zuhr prayers and said his last salam of the Zuhr, Sa'id and Zuhair fell down over the ground. They also say their last salam, the final farewell salam to Abi Abdullah al-Hussein. And now look at the love and mercy of Imam al-Hussein. He comes to each one of them, to Sa'id, lifts his head, puts over into his lap, and Sa'id says this sentence to Imam al-Hussein, Hal wafaytu yabna Rasulullah, were I faithful towards you? Did I fulfill my covenant of walayat towards you? And Imam al-Hussein replies back, in other words, and Imam al-Hussein replies back, Naam, anta amami fil jannah. Yes, you are ahead of me in the paradise. This is the azamat of Sa'id, that he's going to be ahead of Imam al-Hussein in the paradise, according to Imam Hussein's his own statement. And likewise, he comes to Zuhair, and Zuhair says the same sentence to the Imam. Hal wafaytu Rabna Rasulullah, were I faithful towards you, O the son of the messenger of Allah? Imam Hussein replies the same response to him. Anta amami fil Jannah. Look at the azamat of these ashab. And now the time comes that finally Imam Hussein wants to do the wida. And when he does the wida, he comes to her in the khaymah of Ali ibn al-Hussein, Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salam. Imam al-Sajjad was unconscious. He was death ill. And he was brought into conscience and he woke up. He looked at his father, Imam al-Hussein. The narration says he could not recognize his father because there were so many injuries on Imam al-Hussein already. He could not recognize his father. And he started to ask about various companions. And Imam kept on replying, Qad qutila, qad qutila. That means each one of them, all of them got killed. But finally, when Imam Sajjad inquires about Ali ibn al-Akbar, the narration says Imam did not reply, Qad qutila. Allah knows how much pain Imam had towards the shahadat of Ali Akbar. He did not say Qad qutila. Instead, he replies back that it's only among the men, me and you, who are remaining, who are surviving. He transfers the asrar of Imamat, the secrets of Imamat, to Ali ibn al-Hussein al-Sajjad alayhi salam. And finally, he didn't allow, he was about to also come out to fight for Imam al-Hussein, but Mawla Imam al-Hussein stops him. His maidan of jihad is in Kufa and Sham. And he also said to Imam al-Sajjad, say my salam to my followers whenever they drink the drinkable water, ma'a azbin fazkuruni, they tell them to remember me. You know, this is the message that Imam had delivered. And now when Imam comes into the maqtal and raises his voice, hal min nasirin yansuruna, Imam Hussein is literally alone in the battlefield raising his voice. And now there's the response comes. There are two responses after this voice. One is from Imam al-Sajjad. He comes out from the khaymah and Imam says to Umm Kulthum, khudhihi, you know, take care of him. So they, in other words, take him back towards the khaymah and tent. And the second response, it was from Ali Asghar. He was there inside the khaymah, in the cradle. But Ali Asghar somehow brought him outside of the cable, of the cradle. And Imam Hussein comes to the khaymah, to the tent, and he was told that Ali Asghar is not coming into the lap of anyone. Imam comes inside the tent and he extends his hands towards Ali Asghar. And as if the child, the baby, was waiting for the father to come and to take him. And now Imam is taking Ali Asghar. Sakina is watching this situation. He's talking to Rubab alayhi salam, who's standing at the door of the tent. Obviously, the mother is seeing it's a 6-month-old baby. She knows that whoever goes out towards the battlefield never came back. Imam comforts her by saying, maybe I would be able to provide water for him. So he takes Ali Asghar. Sakina was watching this conversation, listening to that. Imam comes out towards the Ashqiya and says that give some water to Ali Asghar. And we find there's no response coming from the Ashqiya. Then Imam alayhi salam puts Ali Asghar over the burning sand of Karbala. If you think that Hussein wants to drink water through this excuse, Imam is putting Ali Asghar over the ground so you can come and provide water yourself. But there is no response. There is no response. Imam lifts Ali Asghar back into his arms and now asks Ali Asghar to show himself how much thirsty he is. And As soon as Ali Asghar received the command from Imam al-Hussein, he rubs his little tongue, his little dry tongue, over his own dry lips. And some of the people in the army of the Umar ibn Sa'd also started to turn their faces away and crying over that situation. That is too much zulm, you know. And that's where Umar ibn Sa'd said to Abu Harmala that Iqta Kalam al-Hussein, that, you know, cut off the conversation of Hussein. This is where Harmal sends his three-pointed poisoned arrow towards Ali Asghar. فَانْقَلَبَ السَّبِيُّ عَلَىٰ يَدِ الْإِمَامِ. The baby dies in the lap of the Imam. The arrow enters through the throat of Ali Asghar into the arm of Imam al-Hussein. Imam Hussein obviously takes the arrows, arrow is taken out, and he gathers the blood. There are several narrations about that. Some of the narrations say Imam Hussein rubbed the blood over his own face, and he's going to meet Rasulullah tomorrow with the blood of Mazloom Ali Asghar over his face. Some of the narrations say Imam Hussein threw the blood towards the sky, and the blood obviously is there with Rasulullah. Some of the narration say that Imam Hussein was about to throw the blood towards the sky, and the reply came, if you throw the blood of the mazloom, there shall be no rain coming till the day of judgment. And Imam was about to throw the blood over the earth, and the response came from the earth, there shall be no plantation growing on the earth any further. Imam Hussein rubs the blood over his own face, and some narrations say he rubs the blood also over the body of Ali Asghar. And this is the only janaza among the shuhada which was buried by Imam al-Hussein. How did he bury the grave? He buried the grave of little Ali Asghar with the tip of his sword. He dug up the grave and buried Ali Asghar. That's the only one who was buried by Imam al-Hussein himself, we find. And after that, Imam al-Hussein is doing the al-wida. He is departing. He is bidding farewell. Then he comes into the khaymah, into the tent, and Hazrat Zainab, you know, he asks Hazrat Zainab, who is the Hamilatul Asrar. She's the one who carries the secrets. She's the closest towards Imam. And he comes, Itini bisawbin atiq aj'alhu tahta siyabi. Imam is asking Hazrat Zainab to bring that atiq dress, the dress that was provided by Fatima Zahra. Imam is asking that dress. Hazrat Zainab brings that dress, and she starts kissing the neck of Imam al-Hussein. Soon the same neck will be slaughtered. Imam al-Hussein wears that dress under his shirt. لَأَجْعَلْهُ تَحْتَ سِيَابِي. So I can wear it, put it under my shirt, under my clothes. لَأَلَّا أُجَرَّدَ بَعْدَ قَتْلِي. So that my body will be not made bare after I am killed. Look at the arrangement of Imam al-Hussein. Imam Hussein also started to kiss the hands of Hazrat Zainab. Definitely this is the place where the ropes will be tied over the hands of Zainab. Imam is departing, saying his final salam to Zainab and Umm Kulsum and all the rest of the ladies in the Ahlul Haram. And now when he departs, he hears some voice, someone following him. He turns around and sees it is his little daughter Sakina, who is still following him. Sakina used to sleep over the chest of Imam al-Hussein. Daughters are so much in love and connected with the father. Imam gets off the back of his horse, and Sakina says to Imam al-Hussein, make me sit in your lap and rub your hand over my head the way you did towards the daughter of other Muslim, because I know you're not going to come back. Imam al-Hussein starts his battle, his heroic battle, just like Imam Ali alayhi salam. And finally the time also came. Sayyid ibn Ta'ud says, فَوَقَفَ لِيَسْتَرِيحَ سَاعَةً. Imam stopped for a while so he can relax for a while. فَقَدْ ضَعُفَ عَنِ الْقِتَالِ. And he was weak with the fighting. So finally, when all the forces return back and they surround Imam al-Hussein from all the four sides, is asabahu hajarun ala jabhatihi. This is where a rock was thrown, or the forehead, towards the forehead of Imam al-Husayn. Fa, you know, Imam fa akhadha as-sawb liyamsaha ad-dam' an jabhatihi. He picked the cloth to wipe the blood from his forehead. This is the time, that's the first strike at that occasion, and that's where, you know, this is where Harmala, he sent his another three-pointed arrow towards the qalb of Imam al-Husayn. This is where, you know, the Imam is asabahu sahmun masmumun zu salase shu'ab. This is where the three-pointed arrow was sent towards the qalb and heart of Imam al-Husayn. And look at fakharajat dam. You know, the narration says, look at the azamat and shuja'at of Imam al-Husayn. Fa akhrajat sahma min wara'i zahrihi. He pulls out the arrow from behind his back. Fakharajat dam ka annahu mizan. The blood gushed out just like it's a spout of blood coming out. And then Imam al-Husayn said to Allah, and that, you know, they are killing the person. Laysa ala wajhil ardi ibn bint nabiyyin ghayrahu. There is no one who is the son of the daughter of your prophet other than him. That means Imam Hussein is the son of Fatima al-Zahra that is being killed. And this is where we find another shaqi person comes and attacks Allah Imam al-Hussein with his spear. This is where he could not stay on the back of the horse. The horse realizes Imam al-Husayn is about to come down over the Maidan of Karbala. It kneels down to facilitate Imam al-Husayn coming over the ground. But no, Imam is still not over the ground of Karbala because his body is raised over the arrows. There are so many arrows stuck over the body of Imam al-Husayn. It is raised over the arrows. In the hadith of Imam al-Baqir as-salam, Imam had 320 injuries, and all the injuries, look at the shaja'at of Abi Abdullah al-Husayn, all the injuries were received in the front of his body. He didn't turn his back towards the enemies. He never ran away from the enemy. Look at the shaja'at and courage of Imam al-Husayn. His body is now raised over the arrows. And in the final moments, Imam al-Husayn, Sheikh Jafar Shustari says, he was raising his head several times towards the tents. So he was seeing and watching, and so that the enemies, the ashqiya, don't start attacking the ladies. Imam could not, his ghairat could not tolerate that. You know, Sheikh Jafar says that he fell down several times. Imam al-Husayn fell down several times over his face. Obviously, he has so many arrows over his body. Ya shi'ata ali abi sufyan in lam yakun lakum deenun wa kuntum la takhafuna al ma'ad fakunu ahraran fi dunyakum uqatilukum wa tuqatiluni fa inna an nisaa laysa alayhinna janah. Imam al-Husayn is stopping those followers of ali abu sufyan not to attack the ladies. I'm fighting with you and you are fighting with me. Ladies have no fall. And this is where final moments when Hazrat Zainab, who never leaves her brother alone, when she could not see, she comes out over the Tilla-i-Zainabiyya. She comes out over the Tilla-i-Zainabiyya and stands there to find out about Imam al-Husayn. And she sees that situation. Was Shimru Jalisun ala sadrihi. You must have read, you may have heard among the ahkam of ihtidar, the person who is dying, don't put any burden over his chest. It is very painful for the person who is dying. But at that time, Abi Abdullah al-Husayn, is the final moments of his life. The Shimru Jalisun ala sadrihi. Shimr is sitting over his chest. He's grabbing the beard of Imam al-Husayn. The same face that was being kissed by Rasulullah. Shimr is grabbing the beard of Imam al-Hussein and slaughtering the thirsty neck of Imam al-Hussein from behind the back of the neck. From behind the back of the neck. Hazrat Zainab is watching that situation. She didn't say silent against the zalim. She raised her voice in protest against the zalim and the zulm. And she addresses Umar ibn Sa'd. Ayuqtalu Abu Abdullah wa anta tanzuru ilayh. That means Imam al-Hussein is being killed and you are watching. Imam al-Hussein. Then his head was raised over the spear. Salama was sleeping. The wife of the Prophet in Medina. She was sleeping. And she saw in the dream. Rasulullah came in her dream. No amama on the head of Rasulullah. There was turbat of Karbala over the head and over the beard of Rasulullah. Without the amama, Prophet came into her dream. And she was so anxious when she saw the Prophet in that situation. She inquired and Prophet told, I am coming from Karbala. My Hussein got shaheed. My Hussein got killed. Salama woke up from her dream. She goes and watches the turbat that she was keeping in that bottle, and the turbat turned into the blood. And in the final moments, the azamat of Imam al-Hussein, when he finds that this is the time of the Asr prayers, we find Imam al-Hussein puts his head into the sajda. Bismillah wa billah wa fi sabilillah wa ala millati rasulillah. Ya Hussein.
Ya Hussein.